I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. We know her not only as someone facing down Jim Acosta and others, but also as someone, her book talks about this, being the first mom to ever serve as White House press secretary. Joining us on the Dom Giordano Show is Sarah Sanders on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sarah, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us. If you're sitting in the Huckabee chair, your father keeps it warm for us on multiple occasions.
Thank you so much for having me. I don't think I've quite earned the status just yet. I've still got a little ways to go to take over that chair, but I'm here and honored to join you this morning and follow in my dad's footsteps. I know he's done your show many times and is a
book fan. Absolutely, Sarah. Yes. And, you know, the book, most people think, and we'll get to the red hand and the liberal mob and the policy and all that. But my wife read this, and I did too, the difficulty, and he actually gets to the red hen, that you were 4 hours in the car getting there for that dinner, how difficult it has to be to travel with the president, do all this, and be a mom with kids. You talk about your partner, your husband. I'm looking at page 197. But throughout the book, there is that tension, and you would think any real feminist, any real woman, would identify with you, and even if they differed a bit on policy, not think you're the enemy.
That was probably one of the more surprising things in that role, being only the third woman, the very first mom. You would think in the age of women's empowerment, that would apply to conservatives too, but it doesn't. If you don't think like they do and you don't talk like they do, then they don't care that you're a woman paving the way and taking on these roles in these high profile situations. You don't have to agree with your politics. I certainly wouldn't have expected that they all of a sudden agree with me just because I'm a woman. In fact, I wouldn't want them to, but you would think that they could find a way to be more supportive. But we found time and time again, not only was that not the case, but they were some of the most aggressive and meanest people were those hardcore radical left liberal women that constantly talk about women's empowerment, unless, again, you're a conservative woman.
You on The View, behind the scenes, when you go on, it's a big hit. You got to go on there. And, I know, even though it's three and sometimes four other people, I don't know what Meghan McCain was doing that day. I didn't see that part. What's it like behind the scenes? Was it frosty, or did they really want to have a conversation with you?
It kind of depends on the group. I have a good relationship with Meghan McCain. I've known her a long time. She's very tough. She's very smart. And I think she does a good job trying to fight back sometimes against the tough situation that she's in. Joy is usually fairly unreasonable and doesn't really care what you have to say. Whoopi, I think, tends to be a little bit of the one that brings the temperature down and, tries to moderate the discussion a little bit, but certainly doesn't agree with you, but does allow you to talk. So it just sort of depends on the group that you're up against. But it's always fun to be on in a different kind of way. And I appreciate them letting me have the opportunity to come on the show.
Sarah, people can say what they want about President Trump tweeting or Carly Fiorina or some of these things back and forth with women. But in his career as a builder in a particular field where there were not a lot of women, and certainly in the White House, he does empower women in powerful positions. And you write, too, and it's my sense, Doesn't mean he's going to do it, but he listens to the back and forth. And I saw some of that when I was in the Oval Office and saw you in action with one of your colleagues there. I think it was Bill Shinen. I think you were still there. We were in there like four other talk show hosts for 50 minutes with the president. You talk about a wild ride. Wow.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I love about the president. He didn't treat me any differently.
Yes.
And I wouldn't want him to. He treated me like he would any of my male colleagues, but he listened to me. I had the ability to have candid conversations with him, and sometimes he would listen and take my advice, and sometimes he wouldn't. But that's how it's supposed to operate. He's the executive. No one elected me to anything in that role. They elected Donald Trump because they believed in him, believed in his vision and his agenda. My job was to communicate it. It doesn't mean that we couldn't have those discussions, but I think it's the appropriate way to do that behind closed doors. And once the principal makes a decision, then it is the team's job to move forward and try to implement and communicate it effectively. And that's what I try to do every day with the president.
And that's why the title of the book, Speaking for Myself, Faith, Freedom, and the Fight of Our Lives Inside the Trump White House. Now, the Red Hen, I didn't know it was that far. I think your family was staying nearby, so they go to dinner there. You say it's a four-hour car ride. Oh, my God, after, your schedule and the type of week that you have. I don't know how you and your family handled it that well, since the woman seemed to be trying to film you, you write in the book, to catch you in a viral moment on top of kicking you out.
Yeah, and one of the things that had never really been reported to my knowledge anywhere prior to the book coming out is that not only did she kick my family out of the restaurant, and she told me I was a horrible person that didn't represent their community when she was doing so, but then after we left, my husband and I went home, and the rest of our family, my in-laws and his extended family, they went to a restaurant across the street where she then proceeded to follow them and gathered a group of her friends with homemade signs and protested them in front of a second restaurant that I wasn't even in, until one of my in-laws, who wasn't a Trump supporter, didn't vote for the president, came out and said, "Hey, Sarah's not even here and you're not helping our cause. Like, go home." And so finally they, disappeared and left. But it just shows the level of vitriol. It wasn't enough that she kicked me out of that establishment, but then she followed and harassed my family, who aren't political. They aren't public figures, and just simply trying to enjoy a meal with our family, most of whom we only see a couple times a year. And so it was certainly not a fun night for our family, but it was one, I think, that reminded us of why it is so important to push back and stand up for what's right and what we believe in, and not let the liberal mob bully us to the point where we feel like we can't go places and we can't do things.
Now, it's taking one for the team. Is it true? I think it's in the book. Kim Jong-un, or the president talking about it. Dude, you got to tell us what the heck Kim Jong-un is. It in, you can't get any read on this guy. It's bizarre at best, I guess. But actually winked at you?
So we're sitting in the bilateral meeting. I was one of seven people that was representing the U.S. delegation. I was a seat over from the president, and I was taking notes, and I looked up at the lunch and happened to make direct eye contact with Kim, where he appeared to nod and wink at me. Well, of course, at that moment, I'm terrified, and I think, oh, my gosh, what do I do? How do I get out of here? And so I try to, just move my chair closer to General Kelly, thinking he's a four-star Marine general. I'm sitting closer to him. If things go down, is a good spot to be. So later on in the day, we're closing up. We're talking. It's the president and General Kelly, and we're in the presidential limo, the beast, as we call it, headed back to Air Force One after just a remarkable day and kind of recapping everything that happened. And I share that story and how afraid I was, and they immediately start laughing. And it was a funny moment at that point, and it was a funny moment every time after, not meant to be anything other than a funny story. I know some in the media, of course, tried to make it out like I was actually being sent off to North Korea, which was never the case. I laughed then. I've laughed many times since. So,
The book, Speaking for Myself. Thanks for being so generous with your time. Parting question for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And Sarah, that is, What in the book would you point to? I mean, I got the underlying theme right out of the box of the working mom and the exhilaration of the job, but the downside somewhat with your kids and your husband filling some of that. And just it seems grueling to be doing both of these things. What else would you point to in the book that's a highlight?
You know, one of the things I really want people to take away, there's so much negativity out there around this president and around the White House and the team. I want people to see the other side. Somebody who spent 2.5 years by the president's side almost every single day of those 2.5 years and saw a person who's fighting for our country, standing up for people who have no voice, even if that means he's doing it alone. It doesn't mean he's perfect. None of us are, but he's really doing everything he can to make our country better. And that after 2.5 years, I still believe in love America. I still believe in this president. And I'm proud of the work that we've done, despite the many challenges that we had. I think it's a fun and entertaining book to read. It's not just for political junkies. And I hope it'll even inspire people to remember why America is so great and inspire them to want to fight to keep it that way.
Well put. So well put. Sarah, thank you so much. Please come back again soon. Thank you for joining us. The book Speaking for Myself. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.